Back in the little top, Gerard is collecting plenty of Mum's birthday favourites from all around the world.
We've such a delicate but beautiful book here, Helen and Kathy. This is your grandmother's handwritten recipe book. Almost too delicate to turn over, but you very kindly resurrected a recipe for us from it, which is this lovely damp gingerbread. Tell us about your food memories of her.
She used to make us eat wholemeal bread with ice cream.
That sounds pretty good, actually, when your children anything with ice cream is good, isn't it? And quite a bizarre collection of recipes in this old book of hers, with brain cake and fish jelly and things that I might be glad you didn't bring those today. Are you okay if we share these with everyone?
Yeah. Please do.
Lovely.
Is it? Mm. We've not tried it yet.
Absolutely. Oh, the smell.
Elizabeth, you brought along a beautiful pie, and it's not a British recipe, is it? It's from
Malta.
It's from Malta.
Yes.
Fantastic. And what makes it Maltese?
It's a basic meat and tomato base with ricotta and eggs on the top and then the puff pastry. Oh, but I think in Malta they tend to use aubergine in the middle of those as well.
Is it something that you would make at home as a real family favourite?
She used to make it when we were kids, and I've made it for my daughter as well.
Lovely.
She loves it.
Grand. Oh, it's amazing.
I've
got
pasta in it as well.
Great. And I love the idea of having a pasta, meat and cheese all in a pie. It's like sometimes in Scotland you see little Scotch pies, you know, raised Scotch pies, and they'll have macaroni cheese in, or cheesy beans, or cheese beans and sausages. It's a bit bonkers what you can put in a pie. Have a taste.
That's so like Irish pasticcio, but in a pie.
Kitty, it seems that Mediterranean mums have been swapping recipes for centuries, but now we're finding their best-loved secrets in our everyday British food.